5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wet my whistle with a little something something.
Absolutely.
A little morning pick me up. Not talking about coffee or cocaine. Chardonnay.
We have to work our happy hours in as we can get them.
And we have to work happy in wherever we can get it.
Exactly. If that's 10:30 in the morning, then that's so be it.
Yeah. If that's the only time we get to hang out, then it becomes a party.
I'm having a screwdriver, which to me just tastes like a flight to Vegas.
That's always a good time. Screwdrivers you can drink any time of day and it looks pretty and it makes you feel feisty. And like, it's a good time. And why not? As long as there's juice in it,
who cares? It's a breakfast drink. Absolutely.
It's a breakfast drink. It's a cocktail of champions. And it's great on a summer day or a golf course or in quarantine.
I'm hoping it's going to loosen up my beehole because I have been clenched.
I don't want it to loosen up your beehole too much.
No, I don't either.
That's a whole other situation. But you know,
don't judge me because, you know, look, if something happens, it's my chair, so.
You can do whatever you want. This is your time. This is our time. We're all doing our best and we're all in this together. I think it's really funny trying to work from home. I don't know if you have found yourself in the middle of having like these, not existential, but you have so much time on your hand. I just feel like I'm thinking about things that I normally don't think about.
Oh, everything is existential for me right now.
And I'm not even sure that I know what that word means, if I'm going to be honest, and it really trips up my lisp. What does existential mean? Basically, like you have like an out of, you're sort of like self-aware and you're having this experience as you go, right?
Why do we exist? What is the source of anything? Like I have an existential issue with all of my Dyson vacuum cleaners. Why did I invest this money? What else could I have bought? Because I have four and they're all pieces of shit. And all I want to do is just vacuum something.
Man, Dyson's like a bad boyfriend because you're like, man, when it's good, it's so good. But most of the time it sucks. Vacuum jokes.
It doesn't suck enough.
So we can all agree that quarantine is pretty terrible. And mostly, yeah. I think the thing that I have to remind myself is like, this is not a vacation. And this is not, I mean, there is this looming idea that there is sickness. You know what I mean? That like, that's what we're doing this for. It's not like the country was like, you know what? Everybody just needs to get back into urban gardening. So let's take a beat and do an enforced 4-week vacation. It is a time of fear.
I really am, though, trying to find the silver lining in it because it's not a vacation. Like, I'm really actually very happy to have this time with the kids because Delilah's, well, she's supposed to start kindergarten next fall, which I'm sure that is not going to happen. So I'm just going to tell her that isn't happening for a couple years, she won't know the difference because she hasn't been. She doesn't know.
Roll the odometer back one. She won't know, exactly. And she'll be grateful for it. She'll be turning 40 and she's really 41 and she'll be like, I don't need to know.
That's what I told her the other day. I was like, I don't want you getting older, so we're going to put you on mommy's age timeline. So you are currently 0 years old.
Yes. But yeah, I do think like we had this conversation before, but I always say the year 2018 was the year of no mommy. So yeah. I barely made it into any pictures. I missed some of the big stuff. I missed, you know, because we were on tour and we had all these great opportunities and we're trying to build this business that's been such a trip, just getting to do all of this. And now we get a podcast, which is so dope. But I feel like 2018 was the one that I got like a couple sucker punches to the kidneys, because that's when I missed like Eleanor's recital. I missed her graduation from preschool. I missed Finn's school play. It was also the year I forgot to pick them up from school. Then it keeps going in there. They love bringing that up. Do you remember when we had to sit in the principal's office because you forgot to pick us up at school? 2008 was a real bastard. So I
remember. Always, do you remember that my son, my little smart ass son, said to me, I only see you on evenings and weekends.
He also called you by your first name.
He started calling me Jen, and he would accidentally call the babysitter mom. And I was like, just stab me in the heart.
I don't think it's accidental. Times. Knowing you and your husband and both of your sense of humor, that very, very bright boy is not a mistake. That is him going, watch me make her literally like fall into a pile. So yeah, 2018 was a great year for us. But it was also there's always a push pull. There is no and anybody that uses
it was the best of times. It was the worst of times, which is currently what it is.
It also, is absolutely. It's absolutely true. But you know what? Like we get to kind of, I don't know if you feel like this, we get to get a little bit of time back, which is.
Totally. This is stolen time. It's absolutely stolen time that we would not have had otherwise. Like it's so fantastic. I do feel kind of unprepared for it because we still have to work. But I don't know if you have this, and I don't know if I should be saying this to my business partner, but there are often times where I'm like, but does it matter? Does it matter if we work or not? Because
I don't know if I ever get that far down my thought process, because I'm usually having a thought and then I instantly start screaming at one of my kids, because that's all it is all day long. It's like playing Mario Brothers old school, where you're like running and jumping over a mushroom and then like trying not to get killed or like trying to gain points, but you're doing it inside your frickin' house. That's the hardest part of this, is just cabin fever, I think, and being enclosed and like trying to explain to them, like, mommy's still working. All right. Now I think we get a pass, like you and I, because of what we do, all of this is fodder for what we talk about. But can you imagine? I have so much empathy and sympathy for the school teachers that had to do an about face and go to remote learning and like get on a gall darn Zoom with 25 kids. Just punch me in my crotch. Get it over with. Kick me in my face.
Well, I do know how one friend, like one of Dash's friends, his mom is a bookkeeper and her day has not changed. She has less drive time, but that kid's like, she'll text and be like, hey, does Dash want to play a game or whatever? I'm like, yes, because I could use a break. And she's just trying to get work done. Like, it must be impossible for her to work from home, because as soon as you go to, like, we all know, even if you're not working, you go to get on the phone call, all of a sudden everybody's interested in you.
That is the only time my kids get along pretty well. And I think they know, like, hey, man, you're my only playmate. I'm your only playmate. Let's make it work until mom gets on the phone. And the other day I was on the phone and it was with the HVAC guy because our AC blew out. So I'm like trying to talk to him. And in the background, you can hear Eleanor going, Finn, you're a vagina head. And I thought to myself, that's new. I was delighted that she nuanced it. But then I was upset because I'm like, why is being a vagina head a bad thing? Like, then I got
into, I was going to say, it's arguably a compliment, but...
you know, I'm off the deep.
But now you're out of the AC. Your brain
I'm out of the AC. I've been screaming. But the good news is most of the time that I scream at them, I'm on the phone with you. So it doesn't matter. And you're used to it. I don't even mute. I just do that jaw thing. My jaw should look so good. I'll look like Angelina Jolie by the time this is done.
Keeping it tight. I know. No, that's. I could honestly, I could, Kristen and I could be having a phone call and I could be like, put me on speaker. Eleanor, knock it off, okay? We're trying to have a conversation here. Can you not see what your mom's trying to do? Talk to me.
Yeah, actually, Eleanor wants, they only want to be around us. They only care about what's going on when we care about someone else. But then when I'm all in and I'm focused on them and I'm like, hey guys, you want to do this? You want to like color together? Coloring's so boring. Like the whining is the thing that I'm like, I'm out. I'm going to go urban garden at somebody else's house.
Well, here's,
whether I'm allowed or not.
Here's my theory. And I think you're way more like this than I am. Like, you like to have a plan. You like to know, like, what's going to happen tomorrow. You're like, I want a schedule. And I'm a little more like loosey-goosey. But, like, I was a stay-at-home mom before we started doing I Mom So Hard. Like, I did all the stuff. Like, I was always with the kids. So it should be easy for me to go back to that sort of situation.
No way. That's not fair. That's not fair to say that about yourself.
I'm not prepared for it. I don't have a plan for this. And every time I do kind of come up with a plan, it shifts again. Like, we thought we were going to, like, get to work again or, like, get to go more places or something. And all of a sudden, you know,
another wave of COVID hits because people in the Ozarks are having a good time at a pool party.
Oh, my God. But you know what? In their defense, you know you're going to get something when you go to Lake of the Ozarks. You're not coming home scot-free. Yeah.
I think the easiest thing you get is COVID. Usually it's syphilis or herpes.
Something that burns when you pee. So
yeah, you're coming out of there. But you know what? That's that. And I don't want to joke about COVID because I do feel like this weird, like, I feel like we're in a science fiction movie and we're like, everybody's like working against this amoeba that they don't know where it is. And so, and honestly, I know there's a big controversy over masks, which I think is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, by the way, because I don't mind wearing a mask. When this dance studio that I used to go to take my hip hop groove class for moms opened back up and I was like, oh, and they have the 6 feet apart, you're required to wear a full mask. That might kill me, but that's just eliminating exercise, and I've never introduced it, so to lose it never really feels like I lost it to begin with. So I don't have an issue with masks at all.
I don't understand it. I feel like most women shouldn't, because we have to wear like bras and
underwire.
Remember in the 50s when like a pad was like a whole body contraption? It was like a belt. And like, I mean, we are just used to like our bodies not being our own. But like, I sort of feel like men, I understand them not, like, men are, speaking of STDs, men are like, you know what? I'd rather get AIDS than wear a condom because they're not comfortable. So that guy's not going to wear a mask, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that too morbid? But it's
not too morbid. But I'll simplify it because I read an article and I thought this was so true. I think you can tell the kind of person you are whether you return a shopping cart or not. Like if you – now, I will make the caveat at this. I have not returned a shopping cart when I've had little babies.
That's what I was going to say.
And you know what?
I totally agree. But every time I see one of those, I'm like, if she has a shopping cart, you go take it and return it for her.
That's a pass. That's a pass. And some asshole that's walking in only to buy like razors, shaving cream, and a men's health, he needs to take that cart in for her. I feel like there are examples. But isn't that what the metaphor is for our world right now, is that we're saying like, hey, not everybody is safe and not everybody can protect themselves. We have a friend whose daughter has Rett syndrome. She can't wear a mask. She literally has. And she's at total risk for COVID. So we have to protect her. And that, why is that such a fucking inconvenience for people? It is not a political thing. It is just it's literally like, if we all want to get on that soapbox, which we all love to, it's a Christian thing. And I'm Catholic-ish, but it's a human thing to say like, hey, you know what? I respect you and I worry about you. And let's just say I don't even have fucking COVID, but I've got a sinus infection. I don't want you to get it. You're like keeping your family afloat. I don't 1,000%. Need to give that shit to everybody.
That's, you know what? That's why I don't drive like a bat out of hell through a school zone, because
only
I can
through
hurt
a school
people.
Zone. Only through a school zone. The rest of it, I feel like.
I can drive. Yeah, but I stop at stop signs because I don't want to inadvertently.
You just go 60 until you hit it.
That's right. I just don't want to inadvertently hurt someone and not like know that I'm doing it. Especially like we have friends who, you know, are on chemo, like hardcore chemo right now. Like serious chemo.
Yeah, like, let's just keep
they're wearing
them safe.
Space
it's literally,
suits and stuff.
It's literally just keeping them safe. And with us, for the kids, like what we do, I mean, I don't know. I feel like for some reason, like this quarantine and COVID-19, we've like we've reverted back to like the 1950s or even earlier, where everything is very simplified. And I'm not saying that I want it to stay like that, but I'm not saying there isn't a silver lining to that.
Yeah.
Idea. Like, I kind of feel like you know now when you leave your house, you're going to wear a mask, but you're also going to leave your house to go on a bike ride that normally you wouldn't get to do because your parents were working 70 hours a week to afford a house. So I can't help but think like there's a lot of silver linings that are going to come out of this. We just have to stay the course. It's so hard right now. And I feel very overwhelmed and like I'm a bitch all the time, but I feel like, I mean, we put it on our Instagram, Jen, our Instagram and our Facebook, and women are, they're goddamn, like, the most inspiring, like, women that are like.
Oh, they're finding stuff to do. I don't know if you looked.
They're finding
I was looking,
new talents.
I make the joke that, like, you know, there's a mom somewhere and she's, like, teaching her kids French. I got on Facebook today, and this mom's like, here's a picture of the outdoor patio set I built.
Yes.
I was like, hold on. That's showing off a little bit, okay? Look at this. I made, from scrap wood, I made a couple of Halloween decorations. They're really lame. I'm showing Kristen this, like, very creepy Frankenstein.
But here's the thing. Like, I sort of feel like there is no lame. Like, I don't care. I have two tomato plants, and one has told me to fuck off, and the other one has eight tomatoes on it. And I've never been more proud of myself. I'm like, our family will live.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, I don't
have
care
little
about
cherry tomato plants. I talk to them. I walk by them and I'm like, all right, you can do this. Because and actually, they need to do it because they've killed all the other herbs that I've planted way too close to them. Like, I should. Hey, pro
don't
tip. I didn't know this.
Don't plant mint.
Plant broccoli in your neighbor's yard, too. Those are the biggest leaves you've ever seen. Nothing will get sun next to broccoli, which that might be the lamest thing I've ever said in my life. I didn't see this happening. That I would be this person.
Dale's house. We got to go to your neighbor Dale's house, and we got to plant pumpkin seeds. That's a big thing on TikTok right now. Is kids are going around neighborhoods and they're planting a literal neighborhood garden in people's yards. Now, do I think that's legal? Probably not. Are you going to get on their Ring app?
I don't care. I honestly almost cried when I just heard you said that. That's like the most adorable vandalism. It's magical. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's the best thing. And that is what's happening right now. We're learning to live in this new world. And I think that I believe we will go back. We will go back. There will be a vaccine and life will go back to normal. And I think we'll miss this. I think we'll want to go back to when we had a little bit of time. And the only reason I think you and I wanted to talk about this is because you and I both are also feeling the underside of this, where it feels very scary and very long. And like, we're dying to see our loved ones, and we're, you know, that part sucks. That's kind of the main thing.
I've said this before, and I still get this sense where you're obviously isolated. Like, that's the whole point of it, that you're not around other people. And it was the same feeling that I had, like, when I had newborn kids at home, because I was like, oh, I don't have anything new to talk about, and anything that is important to me, nobody else wants to talk about unless they're going through the exact same thing, you know? And all of us are so tired to death of everybody's, like, quarantine horror stories, because everybody's dealing with the same thing. It's like,
But
tell me what you're doing that's interesting right now. Like,
yes,
inspire
me. Everything you were doing then, Jen, is now inspiring. This is like a mom's renaissance. Do you know what I mean? Like,
kind
everything,
of.
Like the 1950s. Okay. In the 50s.
That's why I planted that herb garden, because I was like, my kids are going to eat cilantro rather than die if the shit really hits the fan.
I would probably die
if you had to. I know, she
hates
cilantro.
If I had to survive on God darn cilantro, I'd be like, COVID, you've taken everything.
You guys, she hates cilantro, but she does not go kicking and screaming into Chipotle. I've never seen her say no to it.
First of all, it's mixed into the... Jen, and it is a mildly fragrant tinge that I can handle when cheese and guacamole covers it.
I think that's how it should be anyways. Yeah, it shouldn't be
too fragrant of a spice.
I
think it's a bully of spices, if you're gonna ask me. But that's another conversation.
Well, that's exactly how I feel about ginger. So now you know.
See, but how can you like, this is another conversation. How can you like cilantro if you don't like ginger? That's literally the two things that people like me don't like. Like, if you don't like cilantro, you generally don't like ginger.
I don't dislike ginger, but I want ginger to settle the F down, okay? Because I can taste it if it is if it is in a dish in a room I'm in, I can taste it.
Nope, I'm not into it. Although I will eat it. I will eat it because it settles my stomach. So there's this weird Catholic thing where I'm like, let me beat myself, but enjoy it, but not enjoy it. But it's painful because I don't like it, but it's kind of hot because I don't like it. Like, it's just cat of nine tails, like, ginger, skibbish.
Well, and there would not normally be fresh ginger in my house, but one of the things I'm doing that is very like, I consider it 19. Well, I just wasn't doing it before when we were working nonstop. We got a meal delivery service.
Oh yeah, you like those. You liked those before. You're really good at those.
But I feel like it's, in a way, it's cheating, but it's really not. Like, all it is just.
Why do you think it's cheating?
Well, because everything's kind of like portioned out. I don't know. Everything's
why
like
because you're working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know. That's
puritanical
Midwestern in me to be like, hey,
you got to go to the garden and pull it before you.
There's
can
no
make
blood,
it.
Sweat, and tears. It's mm-mm. not a meal. You don't love
just
people.
Make it sound like that. Then you've got your mom's voice.
Well,
you know, like
I. But it is teaching me to cook in much more efficient ways, so that we don't get them like every day of the week. We get three, and my husband's doing that intermittent fasting thing, so.
That's
I was doing it, gave up on that big time. I can go through a list of everything I've given up on in the last 100 days if you want. But so we only do it like we do it for lunch, and then I can like take the time and enjoy cooking, because you're not like you don't have kids screaming at you that they want macaroni and cheese and nuggets and stuff like that. You can just enjoy the cooking part.
Yeah.
Where you create.
It took me a second. It took me a second because I think that, like, God bless my mom, and I rarely say that in her defense, but she did try to teach me to cook when I was younger, and I was like, I just want to go fishing. Can I please just go outside? This also explains why I had a mullet. My mom was like, you have to brush your hair. And I was like, I don't want to cut it short. Mm-hmm. I just need to be able to grab my fishing pole, go outside. I want to talk to my special friend, Linda. We're, managing a friendship, maybe a love ship. Who knows? I'm just kidding. But Well, maybe not. So I would go to the, all I wanted to do was be outside. So I'm not the best cook because I'm not a confident cook. My mother-in-law, who is originally from Monroe, Louisiana, she just knows like food. She knows how food smells. She knows how it cooks together. She knows how to throw it together. Like there's no recipe. And that like intimidates the shit out of me. But having been in quarantine, I was like, I have to do this. And I have to like kind of let go of it having to be perfect. And I have been more experimental in the kitchen during this time than I've ever been. And I dig it. As you know, when we bought our house, when we bought our house, again, it's 100 years old and we don't own it. Not for another 400 years, but when I walked in, I was like, what the hell is that? And it was this big bulbous oven with like, it was called an O'Keefe Merritt. And it was like the two drawers, you know, the one that you used to have with the two ovens.
Oh, see, I was this like, is what where the Kristen F and I, it? We differ a lot on this topic because I have rented places because they had that kind of stove because they are like, they're the best. But you think so now, though, right?
I have fallen in love with her. It's so funny because once I started working in the kitchen, and I don't know if this happened to you, I had so much like anxiety about people coming over to you're not like this. You like to get shit done fast. I've never met anybody who was on a plane like picking out hinges for a cabinet or a sofa for their living room faster than Jen Smedley. It'll take me 4 years to make a decision. But
I picture it and then I find it.
No,
it has to exist.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I need a minute. And a minute is usually 3 years, which is why it takes me a while. But once quarantine happened, my thought process about what our home should be completely shifted. I was like, oh, good. I don't have to entertain anybody. I don't have to worry about people coming over, that the house is clean, that the house looks cool. This house needs to be a place where everybody feels cozy and safe. And it literally is just like an extension of how I sort of deal with the world. And that's exactly what it's become. And I couldn't be happier with it. Like our oven, it's this big ass beast. And I'm like, look, sister, you got to help me through this. And she's been awesome. I will never get rid of her.
So it's the stove is blue and it's like royal blue. It's, I think, absolutely beautiful because stoves like used to be like works of art. Like my new stove is made to look like an old stove because they're so like pretty. And if you have to look at it all the time, shouldn't you enjoy it? So she has this beautiful blue and white stove. And it was this is like an old house and an old stove were designed by women. Because let me blow your mind too, Kristen. I just read this recently. Those drawers at the bottom of your oven, they're not to store pans. You know what they're for?
Is it for bread?
It's to keep dishes warm while you're like rotating like a big meal.
I just read on it. I'm telling you, when we moved into the house, I was like, the first thing that's got to go is this oven. I don't know how to use it. And it's too narrow for a frozen pizza, which is my go-to food of choice. And then I started looking into it and the history of it. And it was built in like the 1950s. And if you go back to ads in the 1950s, my husband and I talked about this, the list of things that ads in the 1950s advertise are no different than the things they advertise now. And in fact, because we're in quarantine, Instagram accounts that deal with just cleaning have like literally shot to the top, which is awesome. However, the difference is it's not a woman in a perfectly coiffed dress with a corset on and a 21-inch waist smiling as she's like got gloves on. It's more of a real-based situation. And by the way, sometimes those gloves are worn by men because this is the world we should be living in. It should be equitable. But I do think that this oven is such a metaphor or a symbol of like what we've been dealing with lately. Cause I'm like, all right, girl, you've stood the test of time. You're going to take me through this. You're going to help me through this. And I've fallen in love with this thing. I still want a new kitchen cause it's ugly ass 1990s, but the oven will stay.
I'm not done gushing over that oven because, okay, it's got a griddle down the middle. Not griddle just down a griddle, the middle, though.
Baby.
You know you can cook steaks on it. You can grill on
it's hard to clean, but you can. There is a pan that you pull out, and it's got
that pan comes out.
I'm telling you,
the whole like griddle part comes out, and you can like, I mean, power wash.
Great
that
for
thing
tortillas.
If you had to. It's got a rotisserie attachment.
It sure does.
It's got a bun warming drawer.
Like, I use it for my buns.
Yeah. I mean, those women were on to say, like, women in the 50s were like, all right, all I got to do is like keep this dude happy, keep the roof over my head because I can barely read. I wasn't allowed. It was, you know, whatever. But they were like, I am going to make a sweet meal and look hot. And I mean, that was smart.
You know, and that's the thing. I think
my husband would like me so much better if I were more that way.
Oh, come on. You're kind of that way. Plus, you love a nice billowy skirt. You're much. Mm-hmm. You are very feminine and you like to do like you always look good. You always have a nice lip on. I think my husband would be like, can you please take out your Invisalign before we make out? And that's only because we make out on a quarantine schedule. That's the only thing that I haven't heard anybody say. It's like we've asked on our Facebook page and our Instagram. I'm like, what's everybody doing a lot of lately? And no one's like, oh man, we're really just reinventing our sexual space. I'm like, yeah. I think everyone's like, you take your corner and I'll take mine and I'll be fine by myself. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the perfect time for like a sexual renaissance. However, the amount of comfort eating we're all doing. And don't you sort of feel like everybody keeps calling like quarantine's like Groundhog Day, like every day is kind of exactly the same. For me, it's like New Year's Eve because that's how much I'm drinking. And then before I go to bed, I'm like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to start working out. Things change tomorrow. I'm going to get up. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to clean. I'm going to. And then it's a New Year's resolution that just like goes away. And then I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to be easy on myself. I'm going to try a different lip gloss color. That's my experimentation for the day.
Yeah, like, I don't do that. I don't do that because I get one. I give myself like one thing. Usually it's me saying, all right, guys, go to bed. Tomorrow will be a better day. That's what I'm usually hoping for.
That's what I keep saying. Like you can't really plan for stuff because, you know, life still keeps happening. All these changes like keep coming and like our air conditioner is broken. My daughter broke a window this morning. Like we finally have people finishing this construction we'd started on the back of the house. Like everything's still going. They were doing construction out on our street yesterday. I was like, I can't handle one more thing. So there's no way I'm going to work out. And I used to think, oh, the reason I don't work out is because I'm so busy. This has proven that was a bullshit excuse that I had because I do currently have time to work out. But here's what I do. I'm like, oh, J. Crew Factory Store set an exclusive discount only for me. Let me peruse the entire website to see if there's anything we have to have. And there's the time I could have worked out. It's gone.
My entire intelligence has raised. My IQ has raised like 14 points just in an effort to not work out. I'm like, I should read a book.
You know what I haven't researched? Gravity.
You know what I need to deep dive into the universe and look up what existential means and really understand myself. I agree, but I'm going to tell you this and let it be known that I am committing to fitness.
You are.
I really am going to soon.
You're just going to figure
August.
Out that date. Yeah.
August.
First step is figuring out a date to start. And
August
second step
2021.
Is buying the workout clothes and their expenses.
I got shoes. So I just bought shoes.
Kristen was like, we were traveling one time. She was like, we got to start working out. If we're going to have appetizers at 11:30 at night, we've got to start working out. So I got up the next morning and I bought shoes. And that was it. That was all I did was buy shoes. I bought a pair of black and white Nike Phantoms.
Yep. If I remember right, we were in Kansas City. We had two shows in one day. In between the two shows, Jen and I ate 45 pieces of pizza. And after our second show, we then went and ate more appetizers and had more alcohol and said, God, we really got to start working out. And the big plan was that we would work out after every show. We would go to the gym at the local hotel and we would get our sweat on. And I want you to know that that happened zero times.
Happened one time we accidentally ran into each other at the gym, but I think it was just like we needed a full length mirror and there wasn't one.
I regret that. I regret that workout day. I felt like I was like, that's the hardest thing I've ever done. So all I'm saying is fitness.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm really going to lean into all the memes that are like, you got to give yourself a break. It's a tough time. Like, I'm really giving myself so many breaks, but I did start off this quarantine with a bang. Like, I organized every part of my house. I was super on fire. And now this like far into it, 2-3 months, whatever, my house is like a gelatinous blob with no structure. Like there are kids' toys in my marital bed right now. Not the fun kind. There is Legos.
When you say marital bed, I automatically think of humping. Ew.
I know, but I do feel like it should be like a kind of a place that you don't eat Doritos in, but it's not. Like our bed is 1000% just, it is a place you can jump and grind goldfish into the sheets. Like it's
I'm not land. In my marital bed. I'm in my daughter's trundle bed because my 9-year-old does not want to be inconvenienced by a quarantine or his dad's surgery. So I am on a trundle bed in my daughter's room.
Well, you are very nice to do
I'm
that.
I'm not that nice. I just didn't want to hear the, I literally am like, I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm gonna just go in this room because I can't sleep next to him. Colin, with his shoulder, if I accidentally nudge him, oh my God, I never hear the end of it.
Oh, I know. Well,
it would really upset me.
That's what I mean. Like the hits keep coming. Me trying to get Delilah to eat has been like, it's been a deal her whole life. When is it not a deal to get your kids to eat? Maybe when you're like, well, they're 16, so I can't like
keep them at a table. Yeah, if they're 16, I'm like, you're on your own.
if this is where you quit growing, it's probably fine. I'm not going to get in trouble legally for that, so that's fine. But Delilah would not eat her corn the other night. We're eating outside because it's 1 zillion degrees inside with the broken air conditioner. So we're eating outside and she goes off to play and I see one of the new puppies standing on the table eating a huge bowl of corn. And I will tell you, there have been two nights of the most explosive puppy diarrhea. And no one has slept. No, and by no one, I mean my husband because... He still won't let me go outside with the dogs because of the coyote situation. It sounds like this is Mad Max, doesn't it?
It sounds like Mad Max. Because the animals, because what's happening is the good part of the another silver lining is the world is starting to like recover. Earth is starting to recover. So our science teacher went to her school to do a stand-up instruction because teachers right now are the most glorious creatures on the planet.
They're the only ones.
She said there were 9 coyotes just hanging out in the schoolyard because there's been no kids. So all of this like nature is coming back. And I love me some nature. I'm not even that afraid of coyotes. I'm kind of like, hey man, you got your thing to do. I got my thing to do. I'm going to do that inside. Don't eat my dog. But I do have an issue with the giant rats that I've seen lately. I mean,
giant rats?
Rats because of people's garbage being so full of tasty treats because we're all home all the time. So in this bougie ass neighborhood I live in, I saw a rat the size of my head and I about crapped my pants. And I said, again, sir, I would invite you to leave this establishment, but I have no way to get you to actually do that.
No, a city rat's going to be like, no, you leave.
A city rat's going to be holding like a billy club and bonk me over the head and then take over my house.
Are you trying to steal my wallet, ma'am? You are in my space. We have this thing. Okay, tons of birds like hawks. I've learned so much about birds because I'm so scared that they're going to like come down and like grab the small puppy because she's only like It's like 7 pounds or something. Like it's yeah.
It's a treat.
Hawk treat. That's an aperitif. Or is that a drink? I don't know.
That's an after appetizer. Dinner. It applies. An aperitif is an after dinner cocktail, and your okay. puppy would make that delicious.
Yes, 1,000%. Yeah. You mix that dog up in a blender. That's a great drink for a hawk.
Ooh, add a little salt to the rim. It's going to be delightful.
Celery stock. Okay. So I am so concerned about this. My husband's concerned about the coyotes, and I'm concerned about the mad, huge birds of prey that are circling over our house, so much so that I know if their wings are flapping, you don't have to worry about them because they can just sustain
their own
weight. Oh, but
if they do that soaring thing where they look like...
They can take you and carry you off to their hillside nest where they eat you slowly. Like, they are huge birds. They look tiny when you look at them up in the sky, but they're enormous and they don't flap their wings. You can watch them and be like, I haven't seen that bird flap its wings in a circle for the last like hour and a half. But we
feel like you need to be more concerned than your puppy. I feel like they'd come after you. You're not that much bigger.
I should get some sort of like one of the, I need to get one of those like cliff hanging things to tether myself to the lawn furniture just to make it harder or something. But I'm not scared of coyotes because, you know, what I lack in physical strength, I think I make up for in just sheer anger. So I feel like I could fight a coyote or, you know, a wild animal. Same with a hawk. But we have in our yard voles. Do you know what they are?
What is that?
They're the cutest menace you've ever seen in your life. They're basically...
Are they like groundhogs?
Yeah, they're a super fat hamster that will like... They can eat up your yard so bad that it will collapse down. Like they build these tunnels. And we got groceries delivered the other night. And I open the door and I look down and there's this cute, fat little vole that's like this. Good day, ma'am. Like, not scared at all. Didn't run off or anything. I, like, slammed the door right away, and I was like, what is that? It's a rat. It tried to kill me. Go open the door again. Still hanging out. It
wanted my groceries. A V-O-L? A vol?
V-O-L. I think. B-O-L?
That's amazing. I've never heard of those things before.
My husband hit it with a broom, and it wouldn't run off. I've got pictures of it.
Well, now you pissed it off.
What?
Well, now you made it mad.
Well, now it's destroying my yard. We tried to do the Caddyshack thing where you put like a hose down.
Water? I'm just going to hit this ball. You know, my thing is if a coyote gets our dog, it's on the dog. Like, sorry. It's the.
No, I'm sorry for you. The dog that coyote is going to get is your enormous dog that should be able to fight itself off, but it's too friendly to do so. Your golden retriever is a sitting duck for a coyote.
It's honestly true. She's
too friendly.
Hey, do you want to come in to our house? Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to just hang out with me? Because I'm sick of my owners. They're here all the time. This quarantine bullshit really has me overdoing my job. You know how Chrissy is our pod family because they live so close to us and the kids can play together and we know they've been very strict about quarantine and we've been strict about quarantine. She came over the other day and I'm like, our freaking AC isn't working. She goes, I know what to do. And I go, what do you mean you know what to do? She goes, I looked it up. This happened to us. I got it figured out. And she went out and fixed our air conditioner. Are resourceful right now. You know what I mean? I keep telling my kids, I'm like, if you do something dumb and you have to get stitches, I'm going to do them for you. Yeah. I'm going to cross stitch your forehead because I'm not taking you to a hospital right now. There's too much need for other people. If you were doing a dumb thing, which did include my husband building a balance beam that wobbles.
Yeah.
If you fall, we're not rushing to the doctor.
This is the moment I've been waiting for because everybody knows I thought I was a doctor in a past life because I just know too much. Like, and I'm ready to use those skills. So you give me a reason and I will do an emergency surgery. I will.
Jen and I were on a flight to go do a show. And sometimes if we have enough points, we get to fly in first class, which is a true delight. And we delight in that opportunity because we're like, that shit is free. Let's take, that's Jen sucking on a screwdriver. So we take the opportunity to enjoy a said cocktail. So we were I remember a couple in and very into the home design magazines that we had bought. And a poor gentleman stood up and he hit the floor so fast. His blood pressure had dropped. And Jen started to unbuckle her seatbelt because they made an announcement. They were like, is there a doctor on board or a nurse on board? And Jen unbuckled her seatbelt as though she was going to help.
Hold on.
And I
back it up just a little bit. I waited to see if a true medical professional stood up. Nobody did. So I can't let a man die, not on my watch. I'm going to like pound his chest or something.
I know. And I appreciated it. I just felt like since she smelled like Pinot Grigio, we should see if there was anyone else, if there was a veterinarian on the flight that could help the situation. And here's what I will tell you about Jen Smedley.
100 years ago, there wasn't. So you know that Queen Elizabeth has four drinks a day, and she has run like an empire for a long time.
That is not my criticism. It is not the Pinot Grigio. It is the bravado that you were going to go medically help this man.
Oh, that I'm not a doctor.
That you were not a doctor. Okay. But I will say. And I think this is a thing with women in quarantine and moms in general, is there is not a tutorial that you have not watched. So the fact that you can learn and you've done so much just by getting on like YouTube and, well, I want to learn how to macrame or I want to learn how to do open heart surgery, and you watch a tutorial for it and all of a sudden you literally know how to do it. There was a part of me that I was like, let her in. She knows. She watched a tutorial. She knows what's going to happen. But then luckily an actual nurse stepped in.
I will tell you, we've never discussed this before because I think it's a thing that you'll make fun of. And I still have another thing for you to make fun of.
Just so
you're prepared. I do have, my mom has this, and I have this too. I have a photographic memory for things I've read. Especially if I've read them a couple times. Like, I can't do it for numbers. I can't do it for phone numbers, but I can do it for words. Like, I can tell you the exact sequence of words.
And that would help you how with a guy that has a heart attack because you read a manual? I'm just saying, I'm dead serious.
I don't think I've read a manual. I haven't read a manual. I did read a CPR booklet one time. You know what? When we were pregnant, I took baby CPR. That's not nothing, Krista. I mean, I know what end he breathes out of. Like,
I was grateful that you were so enthusiastic. If I was down on the ground, I would want someone like you, who literally jumped to the opportunity to help another human. That tells me you're a good person. B, you smell like Pinot Grigio, which means you're a good time. And three, you're holding a home beautiful magazine, which means you have a nice aesthetic. I feel like of all of those things, that's going to revive me in a million ways. So I think that man would have been like, look at this very pretty gal with her beautiful lipstick. I have a reason to live. And I think he would have saved him.
Long story short, he was fine. It was just blood pressure, which is exactly what I said. I got to talk to the flight attendant and I was like, what's going on? Blood pressure drop. You get to high altitudes and people realize, oh, I've got a blood pressure issue. That happens all the time. They'll put them on beta blockers. But here's what I was putting lipstick on while you were going pee-pees. And this is what I was using to put my lipstick on, was this antique gilded mirror.
I've seen you hold that up, and I'm like, are you queen? Yeah. Wait, Catherine even the Great?
Even I think it's ridiculous. I do. It's very heavy, too. So there's something else I could use. I don't have
like a hand mirror? I know. That's one of your ornate. I thought it was really funny. Your husband was like, hey, since we have to do this in quarantine, the podcast in quarantine, we'll talk you and Colin through it, how to set everything up. But your background has to have, like, do you have things like Jen? And then he showed your office and he's like, she has like a funny gold J and framies and little doozawatsits and little people. And I go, what? Everything that you see behind me, which by the way, I know if you're just listening, you can't, is literally every, what do you call it? Ornament or
bric-a-brac
or what are those things called that are people in Nebraska,
tchotchkes?
Like knickknacks, tchotchkes.
Yeah.
It's all behind me and there's eight. Because I think that's where I'm from, a Scandinavian situation where I really enjoy like minimalism. But you would not know that if you came into our house, because it's maximalism.
And hand-painted woods. I get that. I totally understand that. But I come from a long line of hoarders, and which is, I like antiques. Like,
you do not.
I come by it very naturally, which is why I love your stove.
Yeah, our stove is crazy.
And do you have a name for her?
I don't. I just call her the lady, because she's been so good to us during this quarantine, and I've really learned how to like cook on her, but she's not for the weak of heart. You got to know what you're doing. Here's what I'll tell you. When we moved in.
That was going to be my question, though. She just like cooks at whatever temperature she feels like. Like, it's not.
She has hot flashes.
Dial. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just she's like, 100% going through some serious hormone changes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when we first moved into the house, one of the burners had turned off because it hadn't been used in a while. And I'd never seen an oven like this. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be such a pain in the ass. Of course, everything in this house is old. So I'm like, we got to have a guy come in and repair it. There's one in all of Los Angeles. And he is a salty dog. And he comes into this house and I'm trying to be charming and funny. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to figure this oven out. And she's a big stove. I don't really know what to do with her. And he goes, you just cook on her. Just put a pan on there and cook something. And I was like, all right, sir.
Judged
by you.
This is no bullshit. I know who that guy is. He has incredible stories about Quincy Jones'
That's absolutely the same person.
What?
That's absolutely the same person.
Yeah, I know.
Did
he tell you this story too? But
no,
he's like
didn't
an
like
old
me.
He's
like
an
me.
Old stove specialist. Like he's got incredible. He can tell you everybody who has a stove like yours in the Los Angeles area. But like Quincy Jones has like a 20 burner antique, like Wolfgang Puck sort of setup that's 100 years old in his house.
I think
Quincy Jones
need to invite us over to a party when everything's on the up and up.
I know. That guy's got to have so much money, though. At some point, he's like, you know what? Just pay full boat for the most extravagant thing, because what am I going to do with it? It's just gajillions of dollars of money. So go ahead and buy this stuff.
Although that is kind of a comforting thing right now. Like, I am getting a kick out of like everybody out there that's like super rich loaded, that's like gross money. They dealing with the same stuff we are. So like,
yeah,
you know, like the Kardashians have had to do their own eyelashes and post their own
have
pictures.
I kind of
feel like they have. I feel
Chloe,
like
Chloe going into quarantine is not the same Chloe coming out of quarantine. I don't know if there's two of them all of a sudden, but she doesn't look the same.
I'm not saying they don't have a resident plastic surgeon that lives on the premises.
They've got to live in, I guarantee you.
But that sounds fantastic. I just want to be invited over for a nice cocktail and walk out with a smaller, you know, stomach.
I don't need the fancy. I don't need a 20 burner fancy antique stove. Like, I love that your stove, somebody listened to a woman and was like, what do you need for cooking? Let's put all these elements together. Let's make the cleaning of it easy for you. But if I, like, for our lives right now in quarantine, if I were going to invent a stove, it would just be a microwave with an air fryer function. And it would be voice automated. And I would be like, hey, Wavy, here's 9 nuggets. I don't want to scar anybody, but get them cooked. And you know how we like them. Because if they're not perfect, my kids will not eat them. And yes, I would talk to the microwave.
I love that you called it Wavy.
Listen.
By the way, you heard it here first. If anybody steals that name, that is it's a C with a circle around it. C, copyright.
Yep, copyright.
That's our idea. Do you want to hear my idea? My invention?
Has
nothing to do with cooking. okay, so. Have you heard about this movie on Netflix called 365 days or 365? It doesn't matter. It's basically a porn. And sure, I watched it twice just to get an idea of what I felt about it. And cinematically, I feel like the movie is like a D+. It's very much in the Christian Grey, like 50 Shades of Grey situation. Mm-hmm. But when you're in quarantine, you'll watch it 18 times just because, you know, it doesn't go on your search history. But I will tell you this. The poster's really cool looking. And I'm so afraid that my kids are going to like randomly get onto our like Colin has his own account and then the kids have their own account on Netflix. But our kids are becoming like literally like superheroes with computers that they're going to figure out how to sign on to Colin's Netflix. I think on Netflix, you should be able to like remove a poster. Like if you don't like the way it looks, you should be able to remove it, because like the Meatballs poster, that's all Finn wants to look at because it's boobies and butts. And I'm like, you can't. I know he just wants to watch Meatballs. First of all, he likes Meatballs, literally. And then second of all, he wants to see boobs. So like,
but don't the kids have their own like profile?
Yes, but don't you get like our kids can launch a rocket ship right now with iPads and computers. They know how to get into our accounts. Well,
yeah. But
so I want to be able to just take down a picture poster. Netflix, you heard it here first. I'm trying to figure out ways for you to not get so much content up.
I'm guessing that's a thing. I'm sure you could probably put like a code or like a lock or a password on it so they couldn't get in there, because if you watch this 365 and it's got a lot of sultry stuff, then don't you have that section that says because you watch this, you might like 9.5 weeks or.
Yeah, it's my favorite section. I just don't want my kids to see it. I'm like, little bit of mommy time. Just cooked a little bit on the old stove and now I'm going to.
I think that should just come up on your profile.
Well, I'm saying you should be able to just literally like click it like it's a video game and it would turn the poster around and sort of disappear it into a hidden space. I'm working it out. It's a Shark Tank situation.
I think it's a good idea. I tell you what, because we share our whatever one of those is with my sister-in-law, and I don't want her to see the kind of shit I watch. It's all Housewives. It's like, because you watch this brain-sucking show, you might like a blank screen for 4 hours.
Now that we're talking about this, I'm going to just real quick, we're going to bring it back to the oven. We're going to bring it back to working from home. We're going to bring it back to quarantine. But
we have not talked about working from home.
Yeah, because it's a night, because we're doing it right now and it's, you know, let's survive. I just watched one of the new Unsolved Mysteries. I've actually watched 3. And that's all I'm going to say, because if you haven't watched it, you need to watch the second episode.
I've watched them all because I'm not sleeping well.
You've watched the new ones?
Yeah, I've seen the whole
season. Did you watch the one about the French family?
Yes.
Ooh. I've never wanted to catch anybody more. That's the other thing that I think is happening right now, is like people are able to like use their time. Like this one woman on Facebook, now I'm not going to get her name right. She didn't even know she was good at growing flowers. And apparently she's like this like aficionado at it. So what if we have people that are crime solvers during this time? Please invite me.
It's like the don't F with cats people. That chick that was like a pit boss in Vegas is like, no, I'm going to find out who did this because I don't like when people kill cats.
I really wish that they would have ended up in a love relationship, but that guy was a real pain in the ass. I was like, ugh, you can do better.
Oh, the other guy.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
I was surprised by that Unsolved Mysteries. It's great. And I also like about it because there's no narration. It's just interviews and like clips with people.
I miss so
there's,
Robert Stack.
There's not the guy who's like, May 15th.
I love that. Know, like,
I know Robert Stack. What was his name?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the father figure of that entire there's 23 seasons.
I don't miss him. I don't miss him. Honestly, I think it's really good.
I think that's what's missing from it.
Everybody in that second, this could be a spoiler alert. Everybody is like, I don't know how we're going to find this guy. Like, you know, the French, they're so frank. They're like, oh, it's hard to figure out because.
Yeah, they're always leaning back in a chair and like so aloof. They're like, I don't know why you are worried. Like, he's gone. He's in Argentina. Yeah. Well, like,
generally, family massacres, they play out this way. That's no big deal. What you're
saying? Yeah, we have like but 3 because everyone loves being here in Paris.
That, sorry if that sounded Italian, everybody, but we like everybody said we cannot. How are we going to find this guy? He has literally the most jacked up teeth I've ever seen in my life. Like he he had like a tooth growing out of the center of his mouth. And like,
it really is kind of funky. Well, the
it was so like, I'm like, how am I the only one that knows this? Like, you are the worst police ever, because his bite mark would look like a vole.
Yes. Like a, but what we know now is that bite mark evidence is no longer admissible. That they think that, that, oh, don't get me started. It's in the Innocence Project. You guys, I've deep dived into solving crimes. I'm going to be an FBI informant after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I'm going to inform them on nothing.
You like, you could be a consultant, but to be an informant, you have to be involved in crime.
So, I'm trying, Jen. That. No one invites me to anything.
Well, you could start killing people on your own, Kristen. Who knows?
I don't want to kill anybody.
We're gonna be in quarantine a lot longer.
So. I don't want to kill anybody, but I would like to be a very important witness. That would be fun attention that I just need right now. And it would look good because, like, I would be in, like, hidden light. That's how our teacher looked during Zoom classes during remote learning when our poor teacher, when she had to, like, do an about face and she had these two little babies and she was at home and she didn't have a ring light. So she always looked like she was an FBI informant, like, oh, in the gosh. Dark, like,
all right, kids, I need everyone to open their Charlotte's Web yeah. book. I saw him walking
I
down
also
the street.
Apologize. I don't know how to turn this voice modulator off.
I would prefer that my voice is hidden because yeah. I am an FBI informant.
She, yeah, that's a poor, little God suspect. Love her. God love her. Yeah, lie. I know. I just want to be, listen, I do miss a little razzle dazzle. I feel like right now quarantine, boredom is a thing. So we're all trying to like entertain ourselves with as much as we can. And I'm not sure what I had in my life before, why I feel bored now. I think I just really miss going to movie theaters. That's it.
Well, I had Home Goods, and that is where I would spend a lot of my time. So, like, not having that in my life, that there's like 3 to 4 hours of the day I don't know what to do with.
Do you write Home Goods letters every night, and do they return them? Dear Jen, we here at Home Goods miss you and your revenue every day. We've literally seen our stock plummet because you are not in here purchasing weird Christmas trees in July.
They should 1,000. Well, you know what? They don't have their Christmas or their Halloween stuff up yet online because I've already checked. So if everybody could please get on it, I am running out of things to do. I'm making my own.
I don't You're know making your own ornaments. And I think it's darling. I think it's darling. And you painted a bunny. I haven't really done anything with my creative skills except learn how to use words to make my
cooking,
children feel bad.
Cooking's creative. And you're using cooking that old is, girl and that's creative.
I am enjoying my time in the kitchen. And I've always said there's something deeply, it's like, and a woman gets it. And I don't mean to gender stereotype, but there's something so deeply rooted in us that when you make a good meal for your family and everybody eats it, you feel so satisfied. And there's no one around to like high five you. You want to spend 5 minutes being like, you know, I wasn't going to use rosemary and then I did it at the last minute and I'm so glad I did. But yeah. It's such a big deal during these times because I feel like my food right now tastes the frickin' same.
It's
all the
it's
time.
An act of service. It's an act of love, which is why I really miss we like have a party season basically, which is like the end of the it's the year. Basically our party season's the year. If there's a reason
Yeah, you
to
guys
throw a
like
party,
to have parties and you have a great house and a yard for parties.
And I love
find
to
parties
cook for
give
people
me anxiety.
Cuz it's my way of saying like I love you, you're welcome, you're loved, you're taken care of. It's gratitude. And now that we're in a apocalypse, I can't do that.
Yeah. Jen's like, I don't know what to do with myself if I can't put out serving spoons.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to buy a lot of antique handbags on eBay. Check.
You've already been doing that.
It gets boring. I've cycled through. I'm bored. I'm like, isn't anybody going to put anything new up? There's nothing.
Everybody just sends you their request, their like link. They're like, before I put this on Poshmark, are you interested? And Jen's like, well, fine.
Got one.
There's
I have three.
No bidding war, I suppose. I suppose. I know everything's starting to taste like oatmeal right now. And although I did, you know, again, I'm like this. I will never say this again, Jen. So enjoy this while okay. I say it.
Okay.
I am a Sagittarius and Sagittarians mm-hmm. are generally very positive, to the point of where they sort of have rose-colored glasses and are eternal optimists.
Okay.
I am a Sagittarian. I will never talk that fruity again, ever. So what I know about myself is that is true. I am somebody that's like, wow, everything's super terrible right now. What can we take from this that is either A, funny, or B, like, can it be okay or inspiring, or maybe we're all going to be okay in the end. And the two things that I'm most excited about what has happened during quarantine is I love that everything's going outside. Restaurants are opening tables, but they're putting them really far away, but it's outside. That makes me really happy. If you live in Minnesota, come winter,
that's going to suck.
That's not going to be where you want to eat your barbecue.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I love the idea, and I'm holding a crystal. Are you so happy right now, Jen? This is, I don't know who I am right now.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm masturbating. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm happy.
I'm too tired.
I know. Who? I haven't. Are you kidding? I'm not trying to. I don't need to break a wrist. So I feel like I'm excited that people are riding bikes. And if we start looking like the Netherlands, like everybody's like riding bikes everywhere to like buy groceries and we use corner markets, I will be so happy about that. That's what I want. That's what I want is from all of this is that we are like bike riding, garden growing, mending, sewing, community-based people that can only stay 6 feet apart and wear masks.
That's so nice. But everybody's going to go back to being an asshole really soon. So as soon as it's all over, okay, got to go. Bye. Right now.
Oh, yeah. I know we've been going for a little bit. I wondered if I should maybe like give some shout outs to these lovely ladies that commented on Instagram and Facebook because some of these are just
incredible. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to leave my favorite one for the end because I think you're going to have a lot to say about this, Jen. But here are some really fun ones. So good luck me getting this name right. Andrea Vanderberg, which I believe is, and it's V-A-N-D-E-B-E-R-G-H-E, Vanderberg, probably.
Berg. Yeah.
Says, I've been making cashew milk, almond milk, coconut milk. If you can milk it, I can make it.
Wow.
Sarah Pencer, and I saw a picture of this. She says, I can now paint my own nails without it looking like I just committed murder. Another gal was saying she's been doing her nails and she like painted a feather on it and it looked dope. Sarah Elizabeth said, I've never really had any interest in attending to flowers, but now I'm apparently some sort of floriculturalist savant who freaking knew. And then this is like one of my favorite. She goes, Lizzie KDC said on Instagram said, and it's Liz Kelly. She said, I just made motherfucking homemade Play-Doh. Boom. And then she goes, I don't know why I felt the need to swear right there. I'm just really tired.
Such a mom.
But well, I got one from a dad and this one killed me. Seattle dad, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I just wrote down the notes. Watched a tutorial very much like the Jen Smedley school of thought and gave daughter a haircut.
Ooh.
Now, that is a brave man who gives not just from a little trim. He went from long to short.
Ooh.
But he watched. Yeah. And God bless him, it turned out cute, but
How old was the little girl? Because that could wreck your social life if that's...
Well, I think she was around 6, and she was very excited about it. But I gave my daughter bangs in the 2018 year that I was feeling like I wasn't around, and I did not watch a tutorial, and she looked like Jack Black for like 6 months.
You know, she was very cute. I do remember my grandmother, who was a hairdresser, cutting my hair into a flip in the 80s, and I bawled because I was like, I've got the ends of a perm growing out, and you just gave me a flip. I look like a French poodle. It was brutal. Like, it
we
really
can
wrecked.
All give me a break, Jen. I've seen your pictures. Oh, look. Do you have something cooking on the oven, Jen?
Oh, yeah. No biggie.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get going, but I just want to say I call bullshit on that because we've seen now 2 years of my school pictures where I have some version of a mullet. Like, I think I went 4 years in a row with hair so short you couldn't perm it.
But I think they're cute. There's only one that's not great. And I've got that one that's not great where we all have
one. And I love the ladies in solidarity will post their not great picture. And it's such schadenfreude. It's so fantastic. I told my husband, I showed him the picture that you posted of me with wearing a tie and a striped shirt. And I go, well, I think it was look a bolo. At this. Yeah, he goes, I go, tie. Look at this. I go, what do you think about this? And he goes, that looks like a really nice kid. And I go, well, thanks, babe. Oh. And then he goes, he looks like a kid that likes to throw a ball or go fish.
Fair enough.
I was like, shut up. Well, Jen, what else do you want to talk about? Are we gonna-
I just was going to tell you that quarantine is hard and all of us are having a hard time, like just getting by. But I want you to know that a woman posted that she not only is building a house, she's learning calligraphy. So we can all do better. Bye bye.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do? No, I remember reading that post and being like, I gotta do more. There's more I could do. Yeah. I could really get, I've already ruined it. I've had 100 days. I could have been like rock solid, like really beefed up, super hot. And
I'll tell you what I could do. Put on clean underwear. But I don't till it gets uncomfortable.
I'll flip those suckers inside out if I need to do a 2 day wear. I got no problem with that. It's just my kids.
I think we're done. Let's be done.
I got to cook. You got to get your kids. Oh, you got to get your dogs.
The natives are restless.
Yeah. I think my kids are like, I love when they do their podcast because we get endless screen time without judgment.
Yep. My
or
son
a list
is,
of work.
My son is actually going to become two-dimensional and like a block like Minecraft. That's all he wants.
Oh, that's right. I have a call with him. We're going to Zoom and talk about the Masked Singer.
Sorry, he keeps calling. No, sorry.
Hey, man, everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's coping one way or another. Be nice to yourself, ladies.
Be nice to yourself.
We're all going to get through this and we'll laugh about it in about 20 years.
Yeah.
In therapy.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Colin. Harley, everybody that's listening, I think we're done.
I think we're done.